and Jolly's legs are standing in front of me, and my arms do the thinking before I have time to check with them. I'm hugging Jolly's legs with both arms, and I'm telling her a lie. I'm saying, "It'll be okay, Jolly. It'll be okay, Jolly. It'll be okay." She caves in and boo-hoos hard, an avalanche of her voice coming down her legs into my ears, and now I don't know what to do. I was gonna leave, go study my math, study my English, not to end up like Jolly, and here I am on the floor holding her legs in my arms, and she sounds like a choir, crying. She slides down the wall, and now there are knees everywhere, and she's gasping, and I'm locked in, looking in her face. My math book is up against her leg, and she begs, kind of soft, knocking my shoulder just a touch with her fist. "Tell the time about your mother and the Vaseline. Come on, tell about that time." She looks like a promise, like she can just begin living all over again from this minute, and everything will be fine. "Come on. Tell about that time," she says.